Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and we're continuing today with the fourth Mizmar of the Book of Tehillim. This Mizmar, this song, was composed by David HaMelech, King David, in response to the pain of being slandered and humiliated by others. Who are these others? Rashi explains that these were individuals who sought to gain favor with Shaul, with the king Shaul, so they spread lies about David. Alternatively, the Radak suggests that this Mizmar follows the previous one and addresses those who supported Avshalom in his rebellion and sought to disgrace David. Either way, there were people who were adversaries from amongst the Jewish people. The title of the Mizmar does not explicitly clarify this specific context, which then opens it up to many possibilities. And the truth is that David probably said this many times. While Kapitel 3, the last Mizmar, focused on strengthening our emuna during personal conflicts, this song takes it further. It guides us not only in deepening our emuna and connection with Hashem, but also in navigating relationships with those who act with hostility or malice towards us. Let's begin. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Lamenatzeach b'neginos mizmor l'David. For the conductor to be played on the neginos, a song by David. Okay, let's go word by word. The word Lamenatzeach is the most frequent introduction in the Book of Tehillim. It appears at the beginning of 57 chapters. According to the Radak, the Minatzeach refers to the conductor of the choirs and the musicians in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. And by starting the song with "to the conductor" or "for the conductor," David HaMelech is signaling to us that this personal song was not just about his own story or conflict. It was composed as a gift to the nation, or actually he composed it for himself, but then gave it over as a gift to the nation, and it carries timeless lessons and relevance for eternity. The word netzach itself, nun tzadiches, from laminatzeach, means eternal. Netzach means eternal, and through this song, David was making his words, the tools that helped him find strength and connection to God through his challenges and triumphs, eternal. His struggles and victories were now transformed into a guide for all generations. Lamenatzeach. Rabbi Hirsch offers another layer of insight into the word Lamenatzeach, and he connects it to the word Nitzachon, meaning victory. This introduction inspires us to be confident in ultimate triumph, an ultimate victory. In addition, he says, the Minatzeach, the one who brings victories, is ultimately God, the one who grants all victories. Furthermore, the Rabbi Hirsch explains, the word Neginos, which I didn't translate it because we don't have a translation for it, it most likely indicates a type of instrumentation or instrument. But Rabbi Hirsch connects the word negina from the word music, as in the power of music. So he says the following. He explains that music has the ability to elevate our minds and emotions, drawing us closer towards Hashem, or towards Ruach HaKodesh, divine inspiration. Putting it all together, Rabbi Hirsch says, Lamenatzeach b'neginos is Lamenatzeach to he who gives music the power to uplift and inspire humanity towards the divine. This idea serves as an introduction to all of Tehillim. Tehillim, the songs of the soul, inspire us to connect more deeply with God through the music of the songs. Pasuk Beis. Bikari aneni Elokei Tzidki. I call, answer me, God who deals righteously with me. Hashem, you are righteous, Elokei Tzidki, and you deal righteously with me. Or alternatively, you can read it as Hashem, you know, you are the God who understands of my righteousness. Continuing on in the Pasuk Beis 2, Batsar Hirchavta Li, You have used my distress to expand me. Chaneni ushma tfilasi. Have mercy and listen to my prayer. What does it mean, my distress expands me, or you have used my distress to expand me? In the past difficult situations that I've experienced, they've opened up new possibilities for me. Furthermore, the word tsar, which we translated as distress, also means narrow. Times of distress often feel like we're being pressed into a tight, limiting space. But these times can also lead to an expansion of ourselves. It's as if the narrow path we're forced to walk becomes the very process through which we grow and discover new strength. Consider the experience of birth. A baby emerges through what seems to be an impossibly narrow place. Yet just moments later, an entire world and new life open up before them. The word tsar is also related to the word tsirim, meaning labor pains. Imagine if a woman in labor didn't understand the purpose of her pain, how unbearable it would be. Yet, when she knows that her suffering will bring forth a new life, she's empowered to endure it. And the same applies to our personal struggles. As much as we may wish to avoid challenges and struggles, it's often through those very trials that we develop our strengths and find creative solutions. The verse continues with David calling out in prayer to God. And as he's calling out in prayer to work through his own distress, he cannot ignore those who are causing him the pain. So with the sense of God's presence beside him, he finds the courage to address his adversaries directly. Now, once again, I want to stress that these adversaries are part of the Jewish nation. They may even be in the same place that David or the singer is davening. So may his adversaries be there as well. Pasuk 3, what does he say to them? Verse Gimel. B'nei ish ad me kvodi l'chlimate havun rik tevakshu chazav sela. Children of man, how long will you put my honor to shame? You love futility. You seek deception. So he begins by calling them children of man. Rashi tells us that this title of children of man is referring to those who are fine men, meaning our forefathers Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. So the singer is saying, you are descendants of fine people. How can you act like this? It's futile. It won't get you anywhere. You're fooling yourselves by trying to hurt me. Selah. Take a moment to digest this. Take a deep breath. In order to best approach the difficulties that we have in our interpersonal relationships, remember, you are dealing with potentially good people. They come from good stock. Pasuk 4, Pasuk Dalet, Udu'u ki yifla Hashem chasid lo. Hashem yishma bekari elav. Hashem has chosen or separated a devoted one for himself. Hashem will listen to me when I call him. In other words, you, as it says in Pasuk Gimel, you are from good stock, you are B'nai Ish, but I am good too. God chose me to do what I need to do and will give me the tools that I need to do so. I may have even made mistakes, but I am a devoted one. I am a chassid. I am truly devoted to God's will. And now he's addressing them, saying, I am good too, and I'm a good person. Don't put me down. But he's also addressing himself, because when others may slander or put you down, you may actually start to believe it. So while here we remind ourselves that the truth is, no matter what they may tell me or say about me, I know, I believe that I am devoted and that God loves me and there is an important place for me in the world. And while others may estrange me, God won't. Pasuk Hey. Rigzu va'al techata'u imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'domu sela. Tremble and do not speak. Speak to your heart on your bed and be silent. With these words, David HaMelech gives us a clear and profound directive. Tremble, be in awe by the realization of Hashem's presence in your life. And as a result, do not sin. In this, David addresses his adversaries directly, urging them to change their ways. Too often, people lie in bed at night consumed with negative thoughts, plotting how to harm those they dislike or driven by emotions like anger, lust, or jealousy. David pleads with them to stop these destructive patterns. And at the same time, David is talking to himself. As we say these words, we are speaking to ourselves. And this verse is also included in our bedtime Shema, like the previous Mizmar in its entirety, in this verse is included, because the moments before we fall asleep are an opportunity to set our mind in a positive and holy direction. Instead of dwelling on actions driven by negativity and what we wished we would have done, a negative idea that we think about for the future, instead we're reminded to focus on Hashem's presence in our lives. And this awareness helps us to silence harmful thoughts and replace them with peace and clarity. Lie down in bed and take a deep breath. Selah. Think about this before moving ahead. Recognize the presence of God in your life. Pasuk Vav. Zivchu zivchei tzedek uvitru el Hashem. Offer righteous offerings and trust in Hashem. Here, the singer, David, whoever it might be, admonishes his adversaries to bring righteous offerings, karbanos, sacrifices. The karbanos, the sacrifices, were the final step of the tshuva process. And what he's saying is, you think you have to slander me and that's going to bring you good? No. Do teshuva, trust in Hashem, and that will ultimately bring you good. Hashem brings the goodness. Notice that David, or whoever is singing the song at the moment, meaning us, instead of wanting to hurt his adversaries, he wants them to do teshuva. Pasuk Zion, verse 7, Rabim omrim mi yar'eini tov, nisa aleinu or panecha Hashem. So many say, who is going to show us good? Meaning they look at the good of others and they see the good that others are having and they want it too. Everyone, Rabim, everyone looks around and wants the good that they see is available. So shine the light of your face upon us, Hashem. Hashem, please give us all good. Shine your face upon us. I am calling out in pain, but Hashem, take care of all of us. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8, Nasata Simcha Vilibi, Me'es Deganam V'Sirosham Rabu. You have given me happiness in my heart when others' grain and wine is abundant. So what does this mean? Rashi explains it as, I see others who aren't following your will receiving so much. They have so much abundant grain and wine. And then I'm so happy because I realize if those who aren't following your will have so much, how much more goodness God will give me who is following your will. Or alternatively, you could read it like this. While others need grain and wine to make them happy, meaning abundant material pleasures, I am just fine with the inner happiness that you give me, God. So you have given me happiness in my heart. It doesn't matter that everyone else or that others have so much more material goodness or pleasure than I do. I feel good inside. Pasuk 10, Pasuk 9, B'shalom yachdav eshkava v'ishan, ki ata Hashem levadad, lavetach toshiveni. And with this attitude, now I can deal with my adversaries. Actually, I don't deal with my adversaries. I focus on myself. In peace with all, I lie down to sleep, and I will sleep. For you, Hashem, are alone, the only one who can help me and allow me to live in safety. Meaning, you are alone, Hashem, and I am alone, but we are together, and that makes me confident that I am secure. And when we say this song with understanding, it's going to help us to handle our interpersonal conflicts. We don't ask God to hurt those who slander us. That's not our goal. We're clear that God is with us and that he's shining his face upon us. And that's what we need to feel happy and secure. And the more secure we feel, the easier it will be to see our tormentors in a pitiful or woeful light instead of being jealous of them or seeing them as intimidating us. And so now as we think of the adversaries, we turn and pray for their good too, and think about helping them to improve instead of just wanting their downfall. When our goal is to make peace with people, we speak, act, and feel differently in our interactions with them. And that is the power of the words of this song. Thank you for studying Le'ilui Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheirita Pleita, and their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.